This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The familiar music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show as the theme of the day, the theme of the week, the very interesting and important stories that are a part of the research done by Talkers Magazine, represented here, as is the case every week, by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is inside Talkers.com. And Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talk. And in this case, it's not cheap, Michael. This is an expensive undertaking, so we'll make sure to do a good job so everybody will know what's going on. I say that sort of with a smile and tongue-in-cheek, but I think we ought to, this week, after you go through the stories and the people list, which we traditionally do the first part of every hour that we're together when we're looking at this information, I want to know how you would describe healthy debate. Because there seems to be a debate about the debate, or the kinds of debates that are going on. So, as that's the main core of conversation, the conversation is usually a debate about the issues. So let's talk about debating after you do your thing with the stories and the people. Is that okay?
That's fine. I think the subject of debate is crucial to these times. I'm glad you brought that up. So, yeah, I look forward to that. At number 10, we have the Patriots won the Super Bowl, which was a very mystical experience. At number 9.
I was thinking about you, actually, because it was a lousy game until the end. I even watched the end of it because I was waiting for 24, which I never get to see. What I like best, you probably get a kick out of this, was when they booed Roger Goodell. I found that to be quite entertaining. Well,
I had the experience yesterday of filling in because there was a snowstorm on WRKO in Boston.
Yeah.
And I had no prep at all. I had to be on in 20 minutes. And, and, you know, it's a pretty dynamic radio station. And
that's
they're very
pro-Trump.
And they're very... So I asked the question of the audience, do you think that was divine intervention that had the Patriots win the Super Bowl? In other words, do you think God stepped
God
in?
Took care of it.
And everybody calling said yes. They all said yes.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, come on. For people to understand the converse view of the Patriots, you have to know what it's like to live in Boston and to see the Patriots from the Boston point of view. And that's a very likely question to ask, because it did feel like somebody from above stepped in and said, "No, Brady, you're going to get this. No matter what." And it was a great... I think one of the big winners of that Super Bowl was also Lady Gaga. Although I personally wasn't crazy about her performance, because I don't like that type of big spectacular. I like music and heart. Mm-hmm. She's got it, but man, did she score.
This was divine. Divine intervention. It's kind of like when you go out into a battle during a war, you pray to God that you can win. Same sort of thing.
Well,
it was ordained.
Well, it brings up the big theological question, and of course you could debate this forever, talk about debate, is does God have favorites? Does if there is a God in the traditional sense, or even in the abstract sense, does the universe, the force, the intelligence behind the universe play favorites? Does God have a favorite in a sporting event? Does God have a favorite in a war? Does God have a favorite in an election? And it's a fascinating question as to how the universe operates, whether you're theological and religious or whether you're just, you know, into quantum physics. What guides these crazy things that happen that attach to glory and, you know, whatever glory
means. What do you think? You're a good observer of the human condition. What's your take? You've become more spiritual as you've gotten older.
I think the question is the answer. I think it's one of those questions that's worth pondering that we do not know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But that it stands as an unanswered question. My philosophy is that we have to learn to live with mystery, that there are certain things we do not know the answer to, but we're brought up right enough Yeah, we're bright enough to know what the questions are, and sometimes you just have to live with that, as opposed to demanding an answer to everything that's mysterious and thus having faith on steroids to the point that you become a fanatic.
Yeah.
And that's my answer. At number nine, we have Melissa McCarthy Spicer spoof. on Saturday Night Live, which really, really had an impact. We're seeing Saturday Night Live actually play a role in politics on a level that we haven't seen in satire.
I'm in the minority on this one, I think. I just am tired of it. I think it's I've grown tired of Saturday Night Live ever since the really good cast at the beginning was on, but I think it's just too much. It's all about them. And if I was running a business like that, like you and I, we have businesses. We may be expressing ourselves because we're in the business of expressing ourselves. But in general, what comes of people who are running a business? I mean, Ed McMahon taught me a wonderful lesson, and I think it is something that is well suited for most of these discussions. Nobody knew what his politics were. He could sell Alpo to everybody. The people who were left of center, if they didn't like his politics, if he expressed them, wouldn't buy Alpo. And same with the people right of center. So nobody knows their politics. Everybody's going to buy what they're selling. And I think in the medium where advertising is basically the king. Well, let's face it. The reason we're doing this radio program is so we can make a couple of bucks and sell some advertising. But any of the program we do, same on television. And if you can't sell to everybody, then you are, by definition, limiting your ability to make a living. And so I think that's a choice that you make. And I understand what Lorne Michaels' politics are. He makes them very obvious, and he's out there supporting the people that he likes. And so it works its way into the stuff he produces on TV. But I still think that there, I mean, am I wrong, Michael? Or Fox TV and MSNBC have proven my philosophy wrong?
I think your philosophy is right and wrong. I think there's different cases in which it applies. There are certain businesses in which if you polarize your customer base, you can't win. There are other businesses that are based totally on appealing to a polarized base.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately what's happened to a large extent in the news media.
Yeah.
So, I don't know the answer whether or not the discussion of politics today can be across the board pleasing to everybody and command a big audience when up against specifically targeted political channels that appeal to certain mindsets. I find it frustrating because I don't think that people that consume news talk or news that is specifically tailored to their pre-existing disposition on things, that's a healthy thing. I think that you're not learning anything. You filter out anything you don't want to hear. So that, I think, is dangerous. But unfortunately or fortunately, depending upon what your interests are, it seems to be the way to make money in media today. I haven't been proven right yet that maybe there's a way to do it down the center or a way to do it in a fair and balanced way. Truly, I don't know if that works anymore. We're in a very strange era in terms of how media and the fractionalization and instantaneous nature of media is rewiring our nervous systems, the way in which we view and interact the world outside of our skin. And this is a major evolutionary change that we're going through. These are great questions. The answers are not so apparent.
Never.
Can we continue or do we have to break?
Yeah, we better. No, let's continue and then we'll break for a second.
You tell me when. Okay. At number nine, we also have tied with the Spicer spoof, Christie Brinkley's Sports Illustrated cover.
And you're hot.
We
you're
have
hot.
Trump.
No,
boy, she's 60 years old. And
60.
I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but older women look pretty good these days.
She was the uptown girl that Billy Joel sang about because he was married to her at the time he made the song.
Yep.
She still is an uptown girl. Yep.
Yeah, she is. And and Billy Joel's still out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as good-looking as her, though.
No.
At number eight, we have the Trump-Nordstrom criticism. which is kind of a interesting story. We have the Kremlin apology demand at 7. We got a whole bunch of Yemen. We got a lot of Yemen stuff here.
Yeah, the Middle East we can forget about. It's the same.
Yeah, at 6 and 5, the U.S. Iran and criticism of Yemen at 4. Let's pass over that right now. At number, not that it's not important, but it's blurry. At number 3, the Dems attack the Labor Secretary nominee, who I believe is Andrew Puzder.
Mm-hmm.
And we have at number 2, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General confirmation, and Senator Elizabeth Warren silenced. Brilliant. And number 1, we have the Trump travel ban battle.
Yep. All right. And, so those are the top 10 stories. You can get the a lot of stuff, background material that we may not talk about if we don't have time, at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Continuing with the people list coming up and lots of conversation. Again, we will delve into how to describe or get into a healthy debate. Are we having healthy debates these days? 17 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 19 past the hour. So, Michael, let's go through the people list fairly quickly here from Talkers Magazine this week.
Okay, at number 10, we have Melissa McCarthy and Christy Brinkley all tied up. Ivanka Trump at number 9, Neil Gorsuch at 8, John McCain at 7. Number 6, we have Vladimir Putin and Bill O'Reilly. At number 5, the aforementioned Andrew Puzder. We have Chuck Schumer at number 4, Jeff Sessions at number 3, Elizabeth Warren at number 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. And there are a lot of other people that we could have squeezed in there if we wanted to make ties, but yeah, it was a lot of personalities in the news. Everybody talks about Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon. And
I get criticized because I think that she's over her head, and some of the people that listen to me think that I'm off base. She's a woman. She got Trump in. I'm annoying because I'm not encouraging women to be in positions of power. That's not really true at all. I just find her to be vapid, but I'm told I'm not right. She's very smart. Otherwise, how would Trump have gotten in? Blah, 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 blah. I just think that there is, it's time to calm down. Everybody needs to, this goes for Trump, in my opinion anyway, calm down. All right, but let's see how that works with the audience here. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Talk Radio and the focus on the featured conversations of the week with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here each week at this time to go through the charts and our thoughts about them and the issues that are presented. Before we get to the business about debate, what is healthy debate, I think that it is worth a moment or two to sort of have a chuckle when it comes down to Vladimir Putin being so thin-skinned that when Bill O'Reilly calls him a killer, he takes to the Moscow airwaves demanding an apology from Fox News. I mean, it shows you the sort of state of ridiculousness of all of this.
Don't you wish Putin demanded an apology from us?
Yeah. Right, I mean, wouldn't that be put us on the map? Right, exactly. That killer Putin. Yeah, didn't demand an apology from Trump, who said, yeah, there are killers everywhere. We got killers here. You think we're innocent? Nobody demanded an apology for that, because he's right. That's the problem. And he's right, but it's also O'Reilly was right about Putin. But O'Reilly has such a wonderful sense of timing. He's such a great showman. I have great admiration for Bill O'Reilly in lots of different ways. I think he's an egotistical monster and a sexist pig, but the other side of it is that he really is good at what he does. What do you think? Having been around him a little bit, and this is a perfect example. He set that right up perfectly.
Well, a lot of Trump supporters feel that he set Trump up and he used Trump and that he didn't.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he? It's his prerogative. He's the guy, the host of the show. You agree to go on, you take what comes your way. Yes, no.
Yes and no, depending upon the eye of the beholder. I mean, one of the things in a biased society is that the very same act is looked at by some people as being a noble act of journalism and seeking truth, and other people look at it as piling on and beating up and bias. The same act, the same situation. I don't use the word fact because we don't know what facts are anymore. This is a nutty time. I'm a free speech advocate, and I'm finding it troubling because
an advocate or the free speech aspect of our reality?
I find the free speech aspect of our reality to be on very thin ice, as it always is, but thinner ice than ever. And that's the way I view this. And a lot of it comes down to what you want to talk about in terms of debate. I think a person, you see, debate is, there's different definitions of debate.
Yes.
Debate at an academic level is a sport. There's points and counterpoints. It's like...
I was in the debate club in college, were you?
I wasn't in the debate club, but I studied debate for a while.
Yeah, right.
In one of my speech classes and had to present... I had to do a debate, which I won. That's a whole story I won't go into, but I used my skills as a radio broadcaster, which I was even when I was in college. And I got the attorney general. I interviewed the attorney general to help me with my point, and I played it in the class.
Really?
It freaked them out. I mean, here's this
you must have gotten
college,
an A in the class, though.
Oh, I did. I did. This college student. Because in academic debate, if you have a... It's like in the court. If you have an expert witness, if you have a call to authority, that counts. And how many kids in a college debate situation, 18, 19-year-old kids have access to interview the attorney general. But I did because I had a news department. I worked at a radio station. And so I won the debate. But that's a different thing. Today, debates are shouting matches where you don't expect to change your opponent's mind and you don't expect to change the mind of anybody in the audience. So it's
spectacle. Let's pick it up. Well, is it there? Let's pick it up there in a matter of moments. Debating and its role in News Talk Radio at 28 past the hour. This is the Weekly Countdown Show.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I was clicking on to the Talkers website. Talkers Magazine is there, the Bible of Talk Radio, the new talk media is the focus. You can check out the list at talkers.com or dougsteffen.com. Industry news, media news, discussion of the issues of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine, handled wonderfully well by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine every week. And so we get into a discussion. I don't know if this will be a debate. My question, it isn't really for me to debate. I just want to know what you think as the expert here in terms of what we have in the quality of audio, the quality of the discussions we're hearing, the quality of the debate that is presented. Sometimes it's just a verbal wrestling match without a lot of facts, and just it's fun to listen to people to a point. I get uncomfortable because I grew up around arguing and nastiness in my home. So I have, maybe that's why I conduct my radio programs as I do, Michael, because I just don't have a stomach. I don't have the desire. I don't have the will. I don't have the need to be arguing and fussing and fighting with people. So I don't. And I don't find it to be something that I'm attracted to, even though every time I might get into one of these wrestling matches myself on the air with somebody, it proves to be entertaining. I'll never forget being on one night with Bill O'Reilly. I was on his program three or four times, and one time we weren't really having a debate about something. I was presenting a story from a trip that I'd taken, and you know, he, as you suggested, he likes to set things up and make it, you know, not necessarily seem or maybe over elaborate or elaborate on what it is that we're focused on. But I do think that you can have a conversation without it being in your face and get a lot out of it, but that doesn't seem to be what talk programmers want. They want the in-your-face stuff, and so therefore the question comes on what really is good listening, what's a healthy debate, and are they one and the same, or are they two separate things?
Well, first of all, Doug, I think that you're wrong, and I think that you're an ignorant slut.
Thank you.
And of course,
not
I'm
applied to. I'm in touch with my feminine side, so that must be.
I am kidding. I know you're kidding. This is the key question of our time when it comes to media and when it comes to discussions. I do believe that there's an audience and that there's a need. First of all, there's a need. There's a huge need, but sometimes we don't concern ourselves in our society with needs. We concern ourselves with what wins and what gets audiences and what will attract ratings. So it's the commercial versus, you know, the non-commercial aspect of this. I think a better world would be where we have tremendous respect for each other and we are always open to the idea that the other person may give us a point of view or an aspect on the topic that will enhance our understanding of it. So if it were up to me, all conversation would be very, very respectful, give and take. People would have a chance to talk. They would listen. They'd weigh. And they would give credit to their opponent when something is said that clearly is true or that they didn't know. That, to me, would be great, and I think that it would, if done properly, it would get ratings. But that is completely and totally out of vogue right now. It is so out of vogue that if you even dare to do it within commercial media, you'll be looked at as a loser and not able to attract an audience, and it's a shame.
Can we delineate who it is that's listening to that? Now, this is, I'm thinking, because I'm reading some of the notes that I hadn't had time to read from Talkers, a magazine this week. One of them focuses on a new show that Brooke Shields is doing on Sirius XM, which is aimed at talking to celebrities and people who are experts in their field, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, talking about parenting and fashion and things that women want to listen to. So I think as you describe this, I think of angry men who would listen to these sorts of discussions, and maybe angry women too, versus people who want to have some other form of entertainment. So we risk a little bit, and I don't mean you do. I mean, I think just in general, the trade risks being identified as sort of a one-note samba in a world where there are lots of different notes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And there are media that does. I mean, public radio has that. Yeah. There's lots of good academic debates taking place, you know, in academia, although a lot of people feel that all of academia is biased to the left. But they do have some good shows on public radio. They have some good shows on Sirius XM. And they do have some good shows on talk radio, on commercial talk radio. I'm just talking about the big time news talk media that we are reflecting on this program. And that's why I tend to gravitate toward that, because this show is about counting down the topics and looking behind the curtain at news talk stations such as the ones we're being heard on now. That kind of discussion doesn't seem to be in vogue. Mm. Should it be? Yeah. Should it be on this medium? Well, maybe a little bit to see if it works now and then.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're at a time right now where media doesn't want to give new ideas, or radio media does not want to give new ideas a chance. I fear that if radio were run back in the 60s the way it's run today, we would have missed the British invasion, because who wants to hear British rock and roll? There are things that happen that change public mood and circumstances that change the argument. And we've got to be on top of that and not be so married to one kind of style that we think will work forever.
Yeah, yeah. This amen to that. There's so much of it. You pose a question in Talkers this week about whether or not the ascension of Donald Trump into the presidency will offer a new opportunity for progressive talk versus there's the liberals or the left wing, and there's the conservatives or right wing, and we know that conservative radio has always won the day, even though there have been a lot of good, there are good hosts now, and there are good programs. They have enjoyed a seesaw, sort of a last 4 or 5 years. They were maybe the last 10 years. They did well ascending during the Bush years. There aren't as many progressive talkers around now, but you asked a question, and I wonder you.
Yeah, I presented as a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I present it as a question, but it actually is as somebody who's been around the block a number of times in this business and has seen different movements, I do believe that the old left-right paradigm is obsolete now that Trump is president, and that we have two factions in this country, and both are extremely charged. Both are passionate. We have the resistance, and we have the revolution. The revolution is the Trump crowd. The resistance are the people that used to be called progressives, or the Bernie crowd, or the Hillary crowd. I think Hillary is yesterday's news. Hillary and Villary, they're gone. They're gone. To me, it's Warren and Sanders on the resistance, and it's Trump and all the conservatives that have fallen in line behind him on the revolution.
And he's not even
it's not really true. It's not even true. That's what I'm saying. It's not true to left-right principles anymore. Political science and ideology is out the window. So, therefore, to answer your question, what used to be called progressive radio is now the resistance, and there is a gigantic, passionate movement in this country, whether you like it or not, that would gravitate, galvanizes the word, around talk show hosts who present their point of view on the radio, just as conservatives are flourishing now with all those people who feel that Donald Trump is being bashed by a biased media. So, yes, there's opportunity for two sides on commercial talk radio like never before. Will the industry be intelligent enough to develop that? That's another question.
And the question presented well, the podcast series that we oftentimes talk about here that Michael hosts, Up Close and Far Out, has with him progressive host Tom Hartman this week. You might want to listen to the discussion of how this galvanization that Michael is describing is taking place and could build and become a mainstay. It's another time. It's a revitalization, and good, because we need different stuff like that on the radio, in my opinion. Talk Radio Countdown Show now, with a focus on the big stories of the week. Sometimes during the course of the program, we don't lose sight of all of them, but we may not review them as much as we would like to, or so that you keep yourself fair and honest, fair and balanced. So here we go. Top 10 stories this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, for the week of February 6th to the 10th. The Patriots win, number 10. The Spicer spoof on Saturday Night Live, number 9. The Trump criticism of Nordstrom's, number 8. The Kremlin apology demand aimed at Bill O'Reilly, number 7. The situation in the Middle East is 6, 5, 4. It's all the same old stuff. We get tired of it because nothing's really changing, other than the suggestion that we send 10,000 more troops into Afghanistan, which is a no-no. The Democrats going after another nominee. Let's see here. Jeff Sessions getting confirmed. And the Trump travel ban, once again, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. It's 43 past the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. May I spend a minute sending you in a direction that is safe, a way for you to enhance the strength of your body, a way for you to understand a nutritional product that is definitely aimed at keeping your blood pressure where it is. You listen to a lot of this radio, man, your blood pressure goes right through the roof. So you got to keep it down, and that's what Superbeets does. Superbeets, something that I'm drinking, athletes are drinking, whether they be racers or runners or weightlifters or whatever it is. If you're in a fitness program, you ought to be drinking Superbeets, and maybe this will help you get into Superbeets. I'm now getting into the best shape of my life. I'm eating healthier. I'm committed to working out. I joined the Y here in Los Angeles, and every time before I go in for the workout, I'm drinking my Superbeets. Superbeets is a really, really proficient way, because the beets themselves have more potential for nitric oxide usage. Nitric oxide opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body, and does it naturally. These are non-GMO beets that are raised and cooked and powdered, and then you get them in a canister, put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it, and within a few minutes, man, do you feel like you're $1 million. More circulation where you need it. So join the crowd that's drinking Superbeets every day, boosting antioxidants, boosting the level of dietary nitrates so that the blood gets to where it needs to go. It's been clinically shown to improve heart health and your stamina. So you'll love it as I do. Do yourself a favor. Call this number, 800, write this down, 655-4183. I'll repeat it again, 800-655-4183. You can also order Superbeets at DougLikesBeets.com. That's 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com to get the first supply. If you're not into the Superbeets program, first time you call, you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Money-back guarantee in the book, Beat the Odds, so you can figure out how this actually will work to your advantage over the long term. Superbeets. at 800-655-4183 or at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The people list from the folks at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 people, according to research at Talkers Magazine, who have made it into the big time this week. People like Melissa McCarthy, okay. Christy Brinkley, big time. Ivanka Trump, yep, that's big time. Neil Gorsuch, big time. John McCain, big time. Vladimir Putin, big time. Bill O'Reilly, yep. Chuck Schumer, not so much. Likewise with Jeff Sessions. And really, please, Elizabeth Warren, she's on the list too. Although she got a lot of focus on what she tried to do to torpedo Jeff Sessions. Didn't work right. It kind of backfired on her, as a matter of fact. That's an interesting story in and of itself. And then, of course, on the top of the list, the people most being discussed, Donald Trump, President of the United States. One of those real conversational rock stars. That's the list this week from the Talk Radio Review. All right, so one of the things you were talking, Mike, we've got a couple of minutes left here, about the Up Close and Personal podcast. I was looking at a podcast that's on another site that basically is the CBS Daily podcast. And the one that I saw that was airing as we get to the end of the week is information from one of Hillary Clinton's campaign communications people suggesting that she knew she was going to lose. And that's the headline, where a lot of people thought that she was holding on to this dream of being the first woman to be president. She said she actually came close to not running because she really didn't think she was going to win. And she didn't even know Donald Trump was going to run against her. She thought that the reluctance that she put forth may have entered into the energy that she put forth. But I find the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a podcast, and a lot of our conversation now focuses on some of the special audio media that's part of the talk game. Is it not? Look at it again.
It's expanded the platform, and podcasts are wonderful if they are made to be podcasts. If they're just a replay of a radio show, it's not really a podcast, although technically any recorded programming is a podcast. Yeah. But podcasts offer the opportunity to focus on something for people really interested in it without concern about how long it is, without having commercial breaks, without worrying about ratings. You can really get down and dirty. Our podcast is upcloseandfarout.com if people want to hear it. And there are a lot of great podcasts out there. It's an excellent extension of talk radio.
Yep, it sure is. All right, so we've done our usual best at bringing you have. I just give you time and space, and you take it from there. Michael Harris, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Don't forget to check out Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at the Talkers.com site as well. Talk Radio Countdown at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At 53 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown continues our review of the hot hits in talk radio. During this portion of the program, we invite Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, a professor at Bentley College, also an expert on identity theft, wrote a book called Identity Theft Alert, Rules You Have to Follow to Protect Yourself from America's Number One Crime, Consumer Crime and Identity Theft. They are one in the same, and because it's so dangerous, once in a while I'll call on Steve to bring us up to date with the latest example of it, and there are tons of them. We'll maybe have time for that in a moment. Plus, the legal ramifications of the Trump travel ban battle as it continues. Where does it all end up? One of the big stories this week from the charts at Talkers Magazine. We'll get to that in a moment here. It's Valentine's Surprise Time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh-dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting, white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV. All right, 55 past the hour. Looking at the stories, number one issue this week, Steve, is the travel ban. The battle continues. Ninth Circuit says no. Trump says yes. And on it goes. So this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, is it not?
It is. And you know what's kind of interesting here is I'm really glad you led with this today, because there's been a lot of analysis in the news, and very little of it has actually looked at what the appeals court wrote. And what the appeals court wrote was pretty damn significant, because one of the things they said was that the Trump administration provided absolutely no evidence, no evidence to support their claim. They also argued that the court has no authority to review the president's powers, which again runs, quote, contrary to the fundamental structure of our constitutional democracy. I mean, this was a case, it was a battle of wits where the Justice Department went in unarmed, because frankly what they did was they said, we have the authority to do whatever we want. And the court said, you're looking to say this is an emergency. What's the emergency? No evidence. Well, there are terrorists coming from these particular countries. Okay, that's your conclusion. Where's your evidence? Give us one incident. Well, we don't have an incident. We don't have a fact. Then, if this isn't bad enough, you look at how the executive orders are done, and the fact that the president did not follow the rules when it comes to this. And here, I'm not so concerned about the constitutionality. I'm concerned about the fact that he didn't check with Congress first, which he should have. More importantly, he didn't go over how this was going to be put into effect with the agencies that were going to be enforcing it. I mean, this is a guy that is, shooting from the hip without following constitutional rules. And he's got to learn just what? The courts aren't so-called judges. They're damn real judges. He's a so-called president.
All he has to do to get ammunition, if you really want to be prepared, is look at the latest episode of 24, and he'd have all the information. And
Well, he does watch television. He said, "I saw TV and I got the information for this."
That's it. There you go. All right. There's an Orlando police officer in trouble this week. He was arrested after a man mistaking this guy donut glaze for meth. So the officer wasn't arrested. He arrested this guy who had a donut, and the guy thought it was the glaze was meth. And so if you look at the story of the police officer, he's been disciplined. You wonder how it is that sometimes these people, I mean, you talk about no evidence and acting in bad faith and all these other things. Why would you stop somebody unless he was black in a fast red car?
Yeah.
And then look at his donut and say, oh, that looks like it's contraband to me. You're under arrest.
Yeah, I would think the officers would be more expert when it comes to donuts, but here apparently not so.
There is, in the identity theft department, a lot of things for you to check out. I give you once again Steve's website, which is scamaside.com, where you ought to go to check out all of these things. You worried about a hotel? Find out what the latest problems are at scamaside.com. Thank you, Steve.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.